And good morning. Jeff with you here on The People Speak. A little bit of a warmer Monday morning anyway. Talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to come in and have a chance to say a few things to, a little bit about what's going on around Randolph County as it relates to Randolph County government and some of the projects we're working on and those types of things. And always appreciate that opportunity to come in and say a little bit cool here this morning, but I think we're supposed to get some warmer weather this week, and I'm looking forward to it, along with some rain, no doubt.
I believe so. I believe we're actually officially into spring now. So,
this is vernal equinox. So, yes, this is considered the first day of spring, and then tomorrow will be the first full day of spring, which means the days are going to be longer in the nights, and I always like that part of it as well.
True. So, I'll tell you what, we get a break. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick.
Okay.
And then we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, 9:33. And again, I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And one of the big stories, we've talked about it off and on for about the past year, but now everything's official. We've got things set to get ready to start working on the bridge down at Chester.
Yes, as you mentioned, I have been discussing it off and on the program probably for about the last 2 years, as I knew it was in progress. Even a year ago this time, they were working in the fact they were boring out there in the center of the river, more to the Missouri side, to take core samples so they know what the rock strata is like. If you're going to set these large cable tires, you have to have them on something pretty solid. And even last fall, the Missouri Department of Transportation, which will be the owners of this bridge, state of Missouri, had qualified 4 different design build teams in order to put their bid proposals together. And the local newspapers did a good job of covering this as well. And they did evaluate those. The Missouri Department of Transportation had told everyone they anticipated selecting a bid team based on what they considered the best overall value. Overall value is not only just the cost of the construction, but what is the maintenance going to be like over a period of time? How much painting, how much maintenance, the overall ability to last and take care of it, and that sort of thing, which is always very important as well. Because you're going to want a bridge like this to last pretty close to 80 to 100 years, if possible. And so it becomes a very long-term investment. So they're looking at that aspects. And pretty much on cue, they said about the middle of March, they did announce last week they had selected a design team. It was the Adams Construction Team, and all teams were joint ventures of several different construction companies making their proposals. Now I'm not particularly familiar with this particular team, but I was very impressed with the rendering that they put out. It looks very nice. And just to give you some perspective of it, and I had mentioned earlier on the show, this is probably going to look a lot like the Cape Girardeau Bridge, except 2-lane as opposed to 4. That gives everyone a pretty good idea. But they actually went with 3 towers instead of 2, I guess because of the length. And if you ever look at the rendering, you notice that it works back to where the bridge is over the top of Harsh Chute in continuation, because that's an area in there that floods and then runs above the levee on the Missouri side until it completely clears the levee, because the current bridge goes through the levee, which means when the river comes up, they have to shut the road off. And it gave you some perspective of where it's at, because on the rendering, they didn't show the old bridge. But on the Illinois side, where the tower is right up against the riverbank, and basically in their design, 2 of these tires are basically what they call dry, meaning they're not going to be in underwater or generally underwater at normal river stage. 1 is a little more to the Missouri side, so obviously that one's going to be the most difficult one to build, because they are going to have to build that in water out there. But on the Illinois side, it's upstream just a few feet from where the existing bridge is at on the Illinois side. So it's going to come in on the upstream side, very close to where the road is at now for the existing bridge. There's a rock face hill there they'll have to take out and to straighten around just a little bit more of a curve, and then continue right on up the very same right away. on the Missouri side, it'll come down very close to where the existing road comes in, but one of those gas stations may have to move over a little bit, but we'll see in the final plans where they go. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be very much in the same tread where the existing one is at now, just on the upstream side.
So the separation between would be, I guess, as a perspective, if you cross the Jefferson Barracks Bridge, the separation between the north or the east and westbound lanes on there?
Yeah, well, probably not even that wide, particularly on the Illinois side, because remember, the old bridge will be taken down when finished, so they can get in as close as they need in order to keep the old bridge in place until the process is complete. Probably be a little bit wider on the Missouri side because they're going to sweep that curve a little bit more. You don't want a real sharp curve out there in that process, so you can keep regular highway speeds. So sweep that a little bit wider is my thought on that. So, but it's nice to see it. I noticed they came in at a bid price of roughly $280 million. Now, of course, they'll have to do the approach work on both the Illinois and the Missouri side. So no doubt it'll hit $300 before it's finished, but that was just the basic bridge cost. But to me, that was pretty good as well, because I had heard budgets up around $500 million. So even with the inflation, I think they came in with a very good price. No doubt that is why Missouri Department of Transportation picked them. And it's good to see it in place. It's good to see they're on it. They intend to begin construction as soon as, you know, reasonably possible, which will probably be, you know, June or July. They're probably in the process already of putting together the preliminary work that you have to have before you actually deliver the equipment out there and start moving dirt.
Right.
So they're very much serious on it. They had originally talked about a final completion date of December of 25. They put their final completion date of December 26, which I think is a little more realistic. That gives them a full 3 years from now, but they thought they would have traffic on it before that, because remember, final completion is taking the old bridge down and everything else, which will also add to the cost, the demolition of the old and those types of things as well. Traffic on it possibly in the middle of 26 and final in that area. So that's just 3 years from now, roughly. So it's full steam ahead, and I'm glad to see it. This is very important to the economy of Randolph County. And not only Randolph County, but the surrounding counties as well. It's important to Perry and as well as Perry County in the state of Missouri. Many people work and drive across that bridge every day. Chester people working at TG and other Missouri spots, as well as Missouri people working here in Chester. Mm-hmm. So it's very important and vital to our economy. So it's glad to see that. Chester Bridge is one of the oldest ones that are still left on the Mississippi. So it was definitely in need and replacement, and it's good to see that coming. It's going to bring a lot of opportunity over the long term, as well as the jobs and economic development that'll take place as they're actually doing it.
Exactly. True. So, like I said, that'll look different too, because you're used to the big ominous steel girders up there by the top, and there you're going to have cables, basically.
Oh, yes. And this has become a very good type of construction, because it's a self-supporting construction. You don't have to build temporary supports out in the middle of the river to hold it up while you're building it. Mm-hmm. You can, once you get the towers built into place, the cables swing down. They can lift prefabricated pieces of it up there. Once they lift it up on the cable, it holds itself as they go across it, building it across piece at a time. So it doesn't require those large structures to be built, temporary structures to be built in the middle of the river during the construction phase. So anytime you're working in water, and particularly the river, because you hit bad weather, the river comes up, it floods, it takes you off the job, and which is something else to keep in mind. Their dates are contingent on not having major flooding or something that's going to delay the process. That's contingent upon, of course, good weather, reasonable weather, normal flood cycles, those types of things. So but it's a good project. I'm happy to see it taking place in Randolph County.
All right. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick.
Okay. Thank you.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And we're back. A little time left on the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, talking about the bridge down at Chester. But There's other things going on as well. County Road 18, you've mentioned in the past?
Yes, I've mentioned it a little bit in the past. It's been on Randolph County's wish list for a long time in order to get that resurfaced. Well, we did actually get that approved by the Illinois Department of Transportation, so that releases the necessary motor fuel tax funds for Randolph County to do the project. Mm-hmm. We bid it, accepted those bids, I think, the 3rd of March or around that time in the board meeting. That project is set to go. It'll go from the state highway, Route 4 highway there where County Road 18 connects in, and it'll head west through the S-curve out there to approximately the road there where it's called Jordan Grove Cemetery Road right mm-hmm. there. That's just kind of through that S-curve, and that's where the resurfacing will take place. Unfortunately, we don't have enough to continue it all the way to what I call the Baldwin Blacktop that runs from Baldwin up to New Athens. We don't have enough to complete that project, but we have enough in order to get it through that S-curve, which is a good part of it, and that's been in need of repair basically since they finished the World Shooting Complex. It used it quite a bit of it in that process, and so it's nice to have that, and that will begin as soon as the weather improves, and probably sometime in May or so they'll start the process. And it should not take extremely long, as two or three years ago we did much of the under. There were several tiles that run under the road, and those were all replaced and fixed. So most of it should just be the resurfacing, and that'll go very well.
So yeah, a lot of traffic on that, especially people from out of the area and that.
Yeah, there is a lot of traffic on it, and it is one. excuse me, it is one that's definitely in need of replacement, in resurfacing. I'm sorry, definitely one in need of resurfacing. So that's good, and as you mentioned, that helps showcase the World Shooting Complex, which is very important to our area, and I'm glad to see that. Other news moving along, you've heard me mention numerous times the Monroe-Randolph Enterprise Zone project. Mm-hmm. That began back on January 1st of 2000, and 3 months later came COVID, so it was kind of quiet in there for a couple of years. We are back in the process of doing some additional work with the Enterprise Zone. There's been several large projects that have went on in Monroe County. It looks like we're going to get a couple here for Randolph County before long to help the Enterprise Zone. And in the process, we're going to, the Enterprise Zone Board is going to reshape a few of the boundaries, adjust them in a filing later on this year. And so the meetings are going on in process for that to make sure we can include some projects anticipated around the Kaskaskia River Port District in that area, as well as some south down towards Chester, and Redbud needs some redesign on some of their projects. And Sparta has a company that's been wanting to move here that manufactures ammunition, and they have a location north of town that they've been trying to put them on, the city of Sparta, and hopefully get that project inside the Enterprise Zone as well. So that's some of the ones that they're taking a look at in order to get those in, and those meetings are ongoing, and hopefully those boundaries will be adjusted and refigured, and sometime probably later on this summer, I would think, maybe July or so, hopefully it'll be approved and in that process, because that's very important to those businesses that are wanting to locate in the area and have the opportunity to use the Enterprise Zone.
Right. There's a lot of potential in this area. I know that.
Oh, yes. There is a lot of potential. And you want to attract people here. And the more you have to offer, the more tools, so to speak, in your tool bag of different things you can offer, such as, sales tax relief, property tax relief, those types of things. It just makes a better attractive package you can offer to those businesses that are considering locating here. I assure you that other communities are making similar offers. And if you're not competitive, or there isn't some strategic reason why they want to be here, you're going to get overlooked over a period of time.
Right.
And economic development takes a lot of time. Between concept, a company says, we need to expand, or maybe expand our manufacturing somewhere to when they actually get to groundbreaking, oftentimes it's 5 years or more.
Right.
And they spend a year or two looking at different sites and, you know, what's to offer, say, in Montana, what's to offer in Illinois, what's to offer in Missouri. And they'll consider many different aspects of those different sites. And that's where we want to promote ourselves. We have the rivers here. For those who need, you know, need barge traffic or access to those types of things, we have good rail here. We have very good roads. We're near the metropolitan area of St. Louis. These are all things that you sell. And in addition, you know, we can offer, you know, relief on sales tax, relief on property taxes, those types of things. We have a good workforce with a good work ethic, et cetera, et cetera. And you promote all these different things, and it becomes a package that you put out there. And over time, companies look at them and they do accept you, and they say, yes, this looks like a place we want to try this. And that's how you put together economic development. It's long-term process and process.
Right. You mentioned a couple times there the river. I mean, Kaskaskia River is an artery that takes, you know, can take product directly to into the Mississippi, and therefore, you know,
Oh, it's very important, especially to like Gateway FS out of Evansville. They load a tremendous amount of grain on barges there, which they take down to the lock and dam and move into the Mississippi. There's also coal and lime products moving from Prairie State by rail to the dock there on the Kaskaskia. Then it moves by rail over the extra 8 miles or so over to Prairie State that has to do with the processing of the fly ash, et cetera. So it's in use now. There's substantial amounts. The Kaskaskia Regional Port District is a fairly large port when you consider it in inland ports. Obviously, we're not on an it's not New Orleans or one of those, but when you look at inland ports in the United States, it's a significant inland port, and it receives attention from the Army Corps of Engineers. Those are the, that's the group which supports and provides funding for maintenance, et cetera, for it. So it's very important to our area and our economy, and we want to do everything we can to support it and keep it moving forward in a positive fashion.
Talking about moving things, anything new on the four lane at this point?
On the four lane, the Dr. Keena, who had led the project for a extended period of time, he's still on the board, but he resigned from the chairman of the board, and the mayor of Murfreesboro down there,
Will Stevens,
I'm trying to think of his name there right off the took over the project. But they are working towards the engineering, which is supposed to occur later on this year. They'll be doing phase two engineering, which is basically looking at specific sites and routes that they would like to take. They will be looking at that from Waterloo there, where it ends there south of Waterloo, all the way through Redbud and then over towards Sparta in that area. They'll be doing those studies this year. The money was actually allocated for that from the transportation budget a year ago. So the engineering process hopefully will take place and get that accomplished in the next year or so. And that's where they'll be holding the public hearings and saying, these are our proposed routes, et cetera. Once that is all completed in that engineering, and that takes a substantial amount of time, probably a couple of years, then they get into the actual engineering studies where they say, okay, this is where we're going to put bridge one and bridge two. So companies that would bid on it, you know, can bid specifically to what the project is going to require. From the Murfreesboro side coming north, they are actually doing extensions on that. They've run it another mile and a half north of where what I'll call the old Grandpa John's store was, for all the people who remember that, up past the Grange and basically to what is the Buckhoo Creek area right there. Now the next step in the process will be going across Buckhoo Creek, which will require another bridge. But that has went through all the engineering phases and is ready as soon as you get the federal funding, it could begin at any normal time funding is available.
Yeah, building the bridge would be the slower part of that. I mean, once they get past that, then the road, and it'll move again.
Bridge work's usually the first part that they do in the process, because you have to get those in place before you can do much of the grading. Some of the grading is really in place there, north and south of the river, because it's on the old route. They built the new bridge to the west.
So actually, the old bridge will become the new bridge.
Yeah, the old bridge where it used to be will become the new bridge where it's at. So much of the grading is already there.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I always enjoy the opportunity. You have a great day.
All right. You too. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow.